Good morning and welcome to our 10 at 10. If you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes, bring your attention to the breath, the gentle inhalation and exhalation, the ebbing and the flow, the contraction and the expansion. Always I like to remind you of the words of Job, who said, "'Tis the Spirit of God that has made me. 'Tis the breath of the Almighty that gives me life." So as we take the next three deep breaths in, let us be conscious that we are breathing in the breath of life itself. Inhale. Hold. Gently, slowly release. Now bring your attention down into the cave of the heart, the sanctuary of the soul, the monastery of the spirit. And just take a moment to acknowledge with gratitude the work that the heart carries out without you even being aware of. Inhale. Hold. And as we take our third and final deep breath in, let us be intentional. And for the next 9 or 10 minutes, if we are consciously choosing to connect with the ground of being God in us, as us. Inhale. Hold. Gently, slowly release. This morning I'm sharing Psalm 138 for Psalms for Praying, an Invitation to Wholeness by Nancy Merrill. I give thanks to you, O Blessed One, with my whole heart. Before all the people I sing your praise. I was humbled when I came to see that you dwell in me, in the sacred chapel of all souls. My gratitude knows no bounds, for you are the Holy One, the life of our life. On the day that I called, you answered me. The strength of my soul you increased. All the leaders of the earth shall one day praise you, when your spirit awakens in every heart, and they shall proclaim the new dawn of light and love. Great will be the radiation of your glory, for even you are the Most High. You are friend to the lowly. The arrogant close their hearts to your love and guidance. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, you preserved my life. You are a very presence as I face my fears and doubts. Your strength upholds me. You guide me as I pray to fulfill my purpose on earth. You do not forsake those who call upon you. Your steadfast love and truth endures forever. Mother, Father, God, Thou who art the beloved, the compassionate, the all-giving, the all-loving, ever-present help in our time of trouble. As we consciously come into your presence this morning, recognizing and remembering that as our teacher taught, that we of ourselves can do nothing, It is always your spirit within that doeth the work. As we still and quieten the voices in our head, and remember to listen to your still small voice, that is ever guiding, ever directing, ever inspiring. We know what to do and how to do it. Our paths are illumined. Our ways are made clear and certain. Mother, Father, God, as we consciously come into communion with you this morning, recognizing that there is so much that is happening across our world. Earthquakes and floods, famines and droughts, wars and. We put every situation, every condition, every need before your throne of grace this morning. In the belief, in the acceptance that you are able to do exceedingly abundantly more than we can ask or think. So this morning, as we are praying for our world, as we are praying for all its inhabitants, as we are praying for all sentient beings, two-legged, four-legged, winged, hoof-finned, we recognize that your life is a life in all of us, in all of creation. You created us in oneness. Whereas we have forgotten our oneness with you and our oneness with each other, hence we have allowed all these things to be happening and occurring without doing our part to remedy. So as we seek peace in our world, let us first find it within ourselves. As we seek peace in our world, let us find forgiveness first in ourselves. As we seek peace in our world, let us first find love in ourselves. Mother, Father, God, you know the individual needs of every one of us here present this morning. Every need comes under healing as far as I'm thinking, whether it's healing our physical bodies, whether it's the healing of our mental and emotional bodies, whether it's the healing of our financial accounts, whatever healing it is, we can bring it to you, knowing that you know what to do and how to do it. Oh, Mother, Father, God, sometimes we feel that our words, our prayers are not enough. But even if we are silent, we know what we need. So we take a moment to just rest in silence, allowing whatever arises within us to come before your throne of grace. Mother, Father, God, as we rest in you, as we rest in your ever-present, ever-available arms, knowing that we are encompassed, we are surrounded by the love that knows no beginning or knows no end. When everything seems too much, let us come back and rest in you. For your infinite grace. For your endless blessings. For your eternal mercy. We are ever. And so it is. And so it is. And so it is. Amen. Take a deep breath in as I mute the phones for our prayer of intention. Repeat after me. I am the light of God within and without, radiating brightly. I am the love of God within and without.
Within and without.
Expressing unconditionally.
Expressing unconditionally.
I am the power of God within and without.
I am the power of God within and without.
Manifesting exuberantly.
Manifesting exuberantly.
Exuberantly.
I am the presence of God within and without.
I am the presence of God within and without.
Eternal and unceasingly.
Eternal and unceasingly.
Take a deep breath in as we breathe that prayer of intention. My beloved, I wish you a very blessed and happy Thursday, Friday, Saturday, until we come together once again in community for Sunday Soul Connection.